Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance. Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you Eric Knight's classic story, This Above All. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. Yes, for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, it's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, delicious flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, helps keep your throat moist, and gives you a nice little lift. The good, smooth chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, with Ben Wright starred as Clive and Joan Banks as Prudence, here is the first act of This Above All.
It isn't like you thought it would be when you joined up. It's women morning, noon, and night. Until you think if you see any more women or hear any more women or talk any more woman talk, you'll scream. That's why I went out with my friend Violet on the blind date.
I had a bad hangover. So bad I didn't want to stick around the pub again that night, so when Joe said he knew a WAP up at the camp who could get a friend for the concert that night, I went along.
Oh, I say, there's a funny one for you. I know what Joe looks like, and he knows what I look like. But you two are really on a blind date.
Well, then, let's get along inside out of this blackout so they can examine one another.
Shall we go to the concert, or would you rather take a walk?
Let's walk.
You go on in, Joe. We'll see you later.
Well, I must say you're a fast worker, chum.
Don't be too sure about that, chum.
Oh, don't mind, Joe.
I don't. I just don't want him to be getting any wrong ideas. Or you, either.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. How do you like it in the camp?
Oh, it's all right. But it isn't normal. You can't live in a purely feminine world all the time.
Did it take a war to make you find that out?
You needn't be sarcastic.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just interested in why you're here.
I told you. You just want to talk to a man for 10 minutes and get sane. Any man.
Well, then, I ought to do very nicely.
Oh, please.
Shall we sit here on this wall?
Like. Please, don't you see? I'm trying to cover up my awkwardness at being here.
Well, go on. Go on talking if it makes you feel better.
I thought women were self-sufficient. I wanted to think so. I thought we could get along. But we don't. I'd never thought about it before.
No?
I wonder why women don't fit into an organized life.
Well, most of them do, I imagine.
Well, I don't. And I wonder why.
Oh, I don't know. From the sound of your voice, I'd say that you came from a better background than most of them.
They're fine girls.
They're just ordinary females, and putting them in uniform doesn't suddenly make them all Joan of Arc.
You don't like women?
Not all women. I like you.
How do you know?
No, I can tell. You're not ordinary. Oh, come here. That's better. You see, you're...
Well?
Well, what?
Satisfied?
Not particularly.
It was fairly disgusting, wasn't it?
What?
That. Going through the motions, not really wanting to, either of us. Just going through the motions because it's expected of one.
Oh, come on now. Aren't you making a bit too much out of a fairly mediocre kiss?
That's just it, mediocre. The whole thing is mediocre.
Now, what did you expect, my girl?
I think I'd better be getting back to camp.
Very well.
No, I can find the way by myself.
Oh, I see. You don't want the others to know you went walking with a man.
That's true.
Aren't you a little mixed up?
Possibly.
What's your name?
Prudence Cassaway.
Prudence? That you are.
Good night.
Look, may I see you again tomorrow night?
I don't know. Probably I'll be busy.
And possibly not.
I can't be sure.
Then I'll take a chance. I'll wait for you right here by the wall.
What if I can't come?
Well, if you can't come, it won't make any difference.
Well, at least you're truthful about it.
Name's Clive. Clive Briggs.
Good night, Clive.
Good night, Prue. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm awfully glad you came.
I'm not.
Why?
I still feel like a kitchen maid on her night out.
Well, if that's the way you feel, why did you come?
Because I kept thinking you'd look like such a fool waiting out here in the rain.
Oh, it's decent of you. Well, now that you're here, I'll walk you back again. There's nothing we can do in this weather.
We could talk.
Where?
There's an empty barn down the lane. It should be dry.
All right. Let's go. Well, well, what a charming, trysting place. How do you know about it?
I've passed it often when I'm out for a walk.
Well, shall we sit down here on the straw? You cold?
A little.
I brought along a pint. You like a drink?
Thanks. That's good. Now, we'll sit here and talk. We'll talk about you.
What about me?
What did you want to see me again for?
Oh, I don't know. Because...
You don't know me. We've never even seen each other in the light. You don't know what I look like. I'm just a woman. Something in skirts.
Well, I'm something in pants. Pants and skirts. That simple. That is fine.
Tell me about yourself. What you do?
I'm on a holiday.
A holiday? This is a fine time.
What's wrong with taking a holiday?
What's wrong? Haven't you heard there's a war on? Why aren't you in uniform?
Why should I be?
At a time like this...
England expects every man to do his duty.
Don't laugh about it. If I were a man...
Now, be quiet. I am in the army.
And what are you doing in civilian clothes?
I'm on leave. You can wear civilian clothes on leave. I wanted to forget it for a while.
I know, Clyde. Just as I want to forget the wasp sometimes.
Like now?
Yes. Like now. May I have another drink?
Very well.
Thanks. I'm beginning to feel it.
It would be an awful waste of whiskey if you didn't.
I feel fine.
No, you won't in the morning. Now, shall we go?
Not just yet. I like it here. Oh, the rain stopped. I've got to get back. Shall I see you again?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Prudence.
Yes.
Could you get leave this weekend?
Why?
I don't have to go back until Monday. We could go away somewhere. Would you like that?
Yes.
Will you?
I don't know if I can get permission.
But you'll try.
Of course.
Prue.
Yes, Clive.
You're beautiful.
You've never seen me. I'm not really.
I'm sure you are.
I know what you mean. Because, you see, I'm quite certain that you are very, very handsome.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, that's all right, guard. Come in.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you, sir, but I got to punch your ticket.
Oh, yes, here you are.
Two for Leaford. Ah, good old Leaford. Lovely spot for honeymooners. Good luck and happiness to you both.
Thank you.
Honeymooners?
Do you mind?
Oh, darling. At this moment, I don't mind anything.
Here we are. 114 for the lady. And your room is just next, sir. 116.
Right. Would you mind putting my bag in there?
Yes, sir. Oh, and one more thing. Since we are right on the sea, we must ask strictest observance of the blackout regulations.
Yes, I understand.
Will there be anything else, sir?
Not right now, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, you like your digs, my lady?
Oh, Clive, it's wonderful. And the view.
Yes, my darling, quite a view. On the clearest of days, you can see the Germans across the channel in Calais.
Not really.
Well, practically. It's only 21 miles, you know. That frighten you?
Not so long as you're here.
So, shall we wander?
Yes, Clive, let's. Let's wander. So beautiful. So peaceful. Our own private clifftop.
Yes. One of the white cliffs of England, especially reserved for sunlight, seagulls, surf, and a beautiful girl with the south wind in her hair.
I shall never forget this time and place.
Kiss me, Prue. Help me to forget.
My darling. Forget what?
Oh, nothing.
Forget what?
Well, that same south wind not 2 months ago carried the thud of German guns. And these white cliffs of England are Hitler's target for tonight and tomorrow night and night after night until at last he crumbles into chalky dust.
Clive, don't talk that way.
I can't forget Prue, I can't.
Were you there, darling? Was it terrible?
Well, stop it, Prue, please don't ask questions.
But I want to know about you, darling, all about
no,
you.
No, come on, let's go back to the hotel.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint while you're working. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint gives you a refreshing little lift. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes your job seem easier. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your home, when you're out walking or driving, when you're enjoying outdoor sports and other activities. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good anytime. And the natural chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth bright and attractive. Yes, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
And now for the second act of This Above All as we return to Romance.
Toothpick and get back. Hope will tell him to get back on the lift. Get that fan mounted on the wall.
Clive! Clive,
it's
the raid!
We don't have any movement. No, come on, we can't hold him. We're out of grenades. Go on, go back.
Clive.
Go back, there's no more grenades.
Clive, darling, wake up. Wake up.
What's the matter?
Clive, darling, it's a raid. I got frightened. I came in here.
A raid? Oh, yes. Oh, here's a screamer.
Oh, Clive!
That's all right. Now, steady, Prue. You never hear the one who hits you.
Close.
I was more than two blocks away.
What will we do?
You put your head on my shoulder. You'd better.
Oh, yes, darling. Much better.
Good girl.
Clive?
Yes, Prue.
When I came in, you were having a nightmare. You were mumbling, go back, go back. There's no more grenades.
Were there?
Yes. Clive, you were there, weren't you? In France?
Yes.
Dunkirk?
Yes, and before. Arras and Sally.
It must have been awful.
Yes, it was. It was so awful, I'm not going back.
What do you mean?
As of dawn today, I'm absent without leave, and I'm not going back, that's all.
Why aren't you going back?
It isn't worth it.
Worth it?
Yes, worth it. Now, Prue, I've thought and I've thought about it. I must believe in myself before I can believe in the men who have left the British Empire decay for the past 20 years. And so, believing in my own beliefs, what is there left for me to fight for?
You must fight for England.
What is England?
If I said England was Shakespeare and thatched roofs in the countryside, you could mock. Because those things have been said many times, and I haven't the cleverness to say them differently. But they are true. And all the other things you could make fun of. England is the speakers in Hyde Park, free to say what they wish. Polite bobbies on the corner, and the Magna Carta and all that went into it. The thump of a bat at cricket, and the New Forest deep in ferns, and holly trees standing tall. And the fog, the green, green grass, and the gentle gladness of British people. These are England. This is worth fighting for and dying for.
I'm glad for you, Pooh. I'm glad that England means these things to you. I almost wish it meant them to me, but it doesn't.
Can't be serious.
Oh, you're lucky, Prue. You with your comfortable, respectable, middle-class England. We weren't all so fortunate. I'll tell you what England means to me. It means being turned out of school at 14 with a working card. It means looking for a job until your boot soles are worn through to the paving. It means grey, tedious hopelessness. Do you know the smell of poverty? No, you wouldn't. For once you know it like the stench of death, you can never, never forget it. Now, my first memories, Prue, were of wartime rations and wartime queues from the other war. When I was a kid, I never got enough to eat. We lived on the dole. From year to year, on the dole. Well, England won that war, Prue, and the English people were the vanquished. And how they can get a single Englishman to fight in this one, I don't know.
But you did. You enlisted.
Oh, yes, that I did. The day Hitler marched into Poland. A year ago. A lifetime ago. Well, I didn't know these things then, Pooh.
You'll go back. I know you will.
Now, don't try to inject your middle-class moral patriotism into me. I'm immune. But where are you going?
Back to my own room.
But all clear hasn't sounded.
I'm no longer afraid.
Good. Good girl. Good night, Prue.
Goodbye, Clive.
Prue! Prue, it's time for breakfast, darling. Rise and shine, my beautiful. I say, Prue! Prue, where are you? Prue, what's this? Clive, my dear, I'm leaving. I'm leaving because after last night I realize that there is nothing I can do for you. There are two sides of you in conflict, and it's a battle no one can fight but yourself. You have given me more happiness and peace and joy than I thought was possible in this frightening world. This is not goodbye, if you don't want it to be, Clive. But that, too, must be your decision. Prue. Prue. Oh, Prue. writing from a friend's flat in London. For 4 days and 3 nights, I have walked this England of yours and mine. And now I have decided you were right. I am going back. What will happen to me, I don't know. Anyway, thank you, my darling, for giving me the dignity to resolve my conflict myself. And thank you for showing me that I was capable of loving, for I do love you, Prue. I do love you, Prue. Of course I do. Of course I do. Operator. Operator, get me WAF camp number 14 at Gosley. I want to speak to Sergeant Prudence Cathaway.
Hello?
Prudence. Prudence?
Clyde, where are you?
I'm in London. I'm going to give myself up.
Oh, Clive, I'm so glad.
Only first, will you marry me?
Yes. When?
Oh, right away. Get some more leave. Get on the first train.
Never mind leave. I'm coming.
Well, how soon can you get here?
There's a train around 7, I think. Yes, I know there is. 10 to 7. Gets into Paddington Station at 10:25.
I'll be there, waiting under the clock, Mrs. Briggs.
Now, don't you stand me up, Mr. Briggs.
Oh, not a chance, Mrs. Briggs. On account of the cards, you know what?
What?
I love you.
Here, young man, take shelter.
I can't, I'm in a hurry.
Take shelter, you know the regulation.
I've got to meet a train at Paddington Station.
Will you pick a fine time for a social rendezvous?
Oh, Jerry's picking a fine time for a bombing raid. I've got to meet my girl, we're going to get married.
Will you just have to wait until this bloomin' raid's over? Now take shelter, I say.
Now listen, I didn't come this far to be stopped by any halfpenny constable. Now let's go.
Come back here. Come back, I say. Where
are you?
Here, in the cellar. Oh, my baby's hurt. Oh.
All right, just hang on. I'll clear these bricks out of the way.
That window's got an iron grate. You can't loose it.
Now, don't you worry. The ARP will be here in a minute to help.
Oh, it's bad.
Well, look, is there another way out?
No, the ceiling's caved in. Oh, now, darling, it'll be all right.
Look, here comes the fire truck now.
Oi! Hey! Over here, over this way. What is it?
There's a woman and kid in the cellar here. Give me a hand with this grating, will you?
Right, you are.
Together now, come on.
Hold. Duck, proper. Once again, come on.
It's giving now, come on, once more. That's it. All right now, come on. Hand up the little one.
Yeah, be careful with it. She's hurt something awful.
You take the kid, I'll get the woman.
Right, Al. Come on, Nipper. We'll fix you up.
All right, now, come on, give me a hand.
The wall!
Up with you now.
Look out! The wall!
Hurry, please, come on! Come on!
Trying to be a hero. You got hurt.
How did you know? How did you find me?
I knew when you weren't at the station there had to be a good reason for it. So I checked with the ARP. They led me to you.
Prue, will you marry me?
Yes, Clive.
When?
As soon as you're strong enough.
I'm strong enough now. What's the matter with me?
A little concussion.
Are you sure that you want to marry me?
Oh, yes, my dear. So terribly, terribly sure.
I don't know what they'll do when I get myself up.
I don't care. I'll be waiting. Not as Prudence Cathaway, but as Mrs. Clive Briggs.
It might be a long wait.
It can't be too long. The war must end someday.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, Clive, I'm positive. I'm as positive that we shall win this war as I am that I love you more than my life.
Why, Pooh?
Because I know now that England is not only what I said it was, and not wholly what you said it was. I know pink people, and England is people. People like you, Clive, who above all are true to themselves.
And it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man.
Yes, beloved. Now sleep a little. You need to sleep.
He won't go away.
Never, Clive. I shall be here beside you. Always.
Remember, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, freshens your taste, sweetens your breath. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes whatever you're doing more enjoyable. Yes, for refreshment plus chewing enjoyment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Millions enjoy it daily. Get a few packages and always keep some handy. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard This Above All by Eric Knight, specially adapted for Romance by Christopher Anthony, starring Ben Wright and Joan Banks. Featured in the cast were Betty Harford, Edgar Berrier, Alec Harford, Dennis Fraser, and Charles Davis. Editorial supervision is by John Meston, and musical supervision by Earl Towner. Next week, be sure to join us again when Romance brings you Sigmund Bird's delightful story, The Old Man's Bride. Roy Rowan speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.